Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj giving class on the Samadhi Mandir here in Navadvip on the 1st of April 2004.
We may know in the general sense, like when you have an embassy, it's actually considered that country within your country. You have no jurisdiction over there. It's actually their place. So the American embassy here is, for all intents and purposes, America. So within there, everything's done that way, their way. And their citizens can seek refuge there. If you want to go to America, you can go there and approach for a visa. So it's really a good analogy. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj said that's what he was noted for, is his use of analogy, giving original, accessible concepts. Because we're told the classic reference to the concept of analogy, what is it called? Chandran Sakya Nyai. The logic of seeing the moon through the branches of a tree. It's like here sometime yesterday when everyone was circumambulating, the child saw where's the moon, and everyone is looking, and then just like that example, you point to the branches of a particular tree because the tree is near you and local, and then you say, see that tree? Yes. Alright, you see the branch on the left hand side? Yes. Follow that branch. See, right in the very end? The moon is there. Oh, yes, I see it. So, the example is not the truth or the proof. In that case, the tree is not what is to be revealed. Rather, the moon, through the agency of the use of the tree as a graphic illustration, something that is immediate and accessible to some more distant, something that maybe, and this is its incredible power, is in this case, I don't know the miles to kilometers conversion, and I'll say it's 500,000 kilometers away, the moon from the Earth. I'm guessing it's 240,000 miles, according to NASA. Whatever it is. But to locate that object, the tree, which is 3 feet away, can be used to help us focus on that. This is the beauty, the grace, the mercy, if you will, of analogy. So it's very useful for us who live next to the tree. So it is an extension. But interestingly, Vaikuntha Prithivayari Sakala Chinmoy, Vaikuntha is constructed out of consciousness. It is a conscious construct. And not simply generic consciousness, which lies on its outskirts, but dedicating consciousness, devotion. This propels the development there. Dedicating substance. So, those souls who possess a particular type of dedication, they are extensions of that plane. And moving within this world, they make it accessible to us. At a time when there is a lot of discussion on guru, for which there will always be. But we're talking particularly about initiating gurus and such. And Srila Guru Maharaj pointed out that really this is the function of Madhyam Adhikari. From that plane, it's most accessible. And he gave an example, and he said three types of guru we can conceive. He said not three types of Vaishnavas here, but three types of guru. He said one has 2 feet within the spiritual world, the land of dedication, and extends one here. So he has one there, has extended one here, and he's taking from here to there. By dint of his connection locally, people are imbibing that sort of divine substance. Similar sort of dedication is awakening in their heart. And that current, the whole movement of it, is drawing toward the domain that he has descended from. Said another, said, had recently achieved a connection there. So he's also got 1 foot here, 1 foot there, but in a sort of reverse. But he's also qualified to take from here to there. And then he said, a third category we may conceive. And he said there's different ways depending upon the time, but once he said, 2 feet in the mud. Like that. To kind of underscore this clearly. He said, but his eyes are fixed on Vaikuntha. Brahmanishtam. So he's fixed. Still he's fixed in that conception and saying, oh, let us go there. So he's in the progressive line of devotion. He's also told us we may conceive of Swarup Siddhi and Bastu Siddhi. Jiva Swarupai Krishna Nitya Krishna Das. Jiva, by constitution, is eternally the slave of Krishna. That's our position. So, one who is qualified in that conception, Srup Siddhi, but not yet posted in Leela, Vastu Siddhi, said from that position, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is told that deviation is still possible. How can we understand that? Just as someone may possess the qualifications to be a judge, but not yet be sitting in a court giving their opinions. So janma karma chame divam evam yo veti tattata chaktva deham punar janma naiti mam iti sorjana. It's indicated Vishwanath Chakrabarti and others that the Prapancha Leela is the first entrance point. So, those souls who are qualified, Gopi Janma Garbha, as Krishna's pastimes are going from universe to universe to universe to universe, they'll take birth from a Gopi in that plane and be introduced to the Leela there. But meanwhile, back on earth, there's, by dint of their presence, is a Vaikuntha embassy. And depending upon the type of devotion they possess, is what they're an extension of and what they're giving entrance to. This is why the position of guru is so exclusive.
So the entrance is never the same. Each guru has one door.
Well, no, there's a line, right? This is Rupanuga Sampradaya. Rupa Raghunath, Rup Sanatan, the entrance to a particular plane. But that plane is broad and all-encompassing. Many possibilities are there. But there is some hierarchy of servitors. So it's not that each is taken to a different place. But what I mean to say, for example, Srila Guru Maharaj tells that Ramanuja discovered Vaikuntha. Exploring the realm of consciousness, he discovered Vaikuntha and revealed that to the world. And there's a line of descent from him. But in our Chaitanya Saraswat conception, Guru Maharaj is highlighting the conception of Mahaprabhu that's come down to Saraswati Thakur and his followers. Those who are following his particular line, which is exclusive dedication to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. That's the plane he's representing. That's the type of devotional connection that's being extended. They are 100% servitors of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, always promoting her and not seeking self-promotion. So sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj is told, having a passport is not enough. That means a generic connection with Krishna consciousness. Someone can show up at any country, their borders, and say, oh, I have a passport. That's not their concern. They expect that you have a passport, but they're going to look within that passport to see if you have a visa. If even you've made it there, they want to see somewhere locally you were given permission by their local agent. There are some people who, even after years and years and years of being in connection with the Krishna consciousness movement, have failed to offer themselves at the lotus feet of Guru or Vaishnava, seeking admittance, initiation. Srila Guru Maharaj told three types we can conceive: Guru Sevi, Guru Bogi, Guru Tyagi. Guru Sevi, serving Guru. Guru Bogi, enjoying the assets of Guru. Guru Tyagi, rejecting Guru. So, but all three have connection with Guru. Then he told, there's a fourth that is the worst. No necessity of Guru. Even in the cases mentioned before, two, we find something undesirable, but connection with Guru is there. This other category, no need for Guru. So this is the point. The local agent. So long before you get to that country, you will, out of necessity, have approached the embassy and by the local agents there been examined and approved for admission into the country. So it is a perfect analogy. So here, moving in this plane, are those making that plane accessible? But some examination will be there. Sukha became the examiner of Parikit, although Parikit was an examiner by name. But it's that perfect that in the midst of so much disparity and difference of opinion coming to Parikit Maharaj, this is the way. Tapasya, dan, you know, gyan, you know, everyone according to what they can perceive when you're under the influence, how to navigate. But why take direction from men whose vision is impaired? So he is there in the midst of all this, but moving toward him as Sukadev. So in the midst of our life circumstances, so many voices pulling us. The Lord's agents are moving, if by divine will, grace, mercy, toward us to come and rescue us, really. And that's Sukadev. This is very beautiful. He says, Parinishtitopi nairgunye uttamasloka lilaya grihita cheta rajase akyanam yadaditavan. He's the perfect mouthpiece for what Parikit Maharaj needs to hear. That we need to understand. That when Krishna appears to us before us as Sri Guru, it's precisely, perfectly, divinely designed and destined for our inner necessity. So, when we were discussing Nirguna, so he says, Parinishtitopi Nirgunye. I was totally situated on the other side of the Saguna plane. And that set him apart from everybody else. Because all the others, they're struggling to overcome this and saying, well, this is helpful, that's helpful, this will be good. But everyone knows, Sukadev, he was never under the influence from before his birth. So he had some outstanding qualifications that were recognized by everybody else. Oh, this is that Sukadev that we've heard about. Let's hear what he has to say. Because they know what they're suffering from in varying degrees. Not for a moment, not even remotely for him. And so when he says, Parinishtitopi Nirguna, I was totally situated in the Nirguna plane. No one has any doubts about that. So here's all this Saguna qualified plane. He's in this Nirguna plane. Means Brahmavad, basically. Right? Hasn't become qualified yet. It's Nirguna. Right? It's the outskirts. But it's above here. So he's happily there. Right? Then he says, Grihita Cheta Rajarse. Parinishti Uttama Shloka Lilaya. Then these slokas, these conscious gems, hearing that, I heard about Krishna Lila. And that, I was unaware of that. I was in the Nirguna plane above all these undesirable mundane qualities, but not knowing anything about the super qualified plane above that, just Nirguna. But then I'm hearing this Uttama Shloka Lilaya. And I'm being, my consciousness is being captured and carried away into another plane that I didn't know exist previously because I was in Brahma, Nirguna, but not deep, on the surface of the Nirguna world, where it appears without any sort of qualities. But then I started hearing all kinds of qualities, but they were unlike the qualities here that would drag you down to become involved in this plane. But my heart was being carried away into another domain, another dimension. Grihita Chetaraja. And he's going to say, what was that that he heard that had this sort of influence upon him? Krishna Lila. So, what is it? Vikriditam Vrajabhidu Vidam Cha Vishnu Svadhandatam Nushanayadata Varnayedya. What type of faith is required to hear Krishna Lila? And specifically Krishna's pastime. Kam prati katayitam ise sam prati kova pratitim ayatu. Who will believe this? who's qualified to hear it? And who will believe it? For various reasons, Sukadeva is very cautious in his presentation to this group. So those in the embassy, varying levels of, you know, qualification, etc., but they may know the full wealth of their country and all its secrets, and may not. Vasovetin of Etiva. But they're agents providing connections, issuing visas for entrance. So when Srila Gurudev is giving Harinam Maha Mantra, still to this day, he will say, I've been ordered by my guru to distribute the seeds of Krishna Prem to sincere seekers. Bhakti Lata Bij. It's the conceptual seed, the Krishna conceptual seed, which is nourished by association and service. See, but entrance to this plane is different than we normally conceive of. Most typically in this world, someone wants to go somewhere to enjoy that place. It'll be beneficial to them to either visit there or establish some sort of residency and reap the benefits. But here, pranipatena, pariprajnena sevaya, pranipatena, tadviti pranipatena, pariprajnena sevaya, upadekshanti. So, the qualification for admittance there is the desire to offer oneself in service. As we pointed out the other day, what is the offer? The finite offers itself to receive the infinite. It's easy to express in that way. Dikshakale bhaktakori atma samarpan. Otherwise, we're giving the appearance of initiation, the formalities, the ritual of it all. But we cannot sit before Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami here at his Viraha Milan Samadhi and ever entertain the idea that form will take precedence over substance. Bastu. Vastava vastu, shivadam tapatrayam mulanam. So we're making a feeble attempt to live in the conscious plane and the association of those Vaishnavas that shall elevate our consciousness even imperceptibly. Perhaps it's written in Chaitanya Bhagavat that where there is a Mahabhagavata, devotee of the first order, that you're talking about overlapping areas of radiance or divine mercy. It says something to the effect that the aura of their kripa and purifying radiance is something like 80,000 yojanas. So that's far beyond the earth. That means if one is upon the earth, the earth is covered. The earth is the center of the universe. Actually, it is a geocentric conception. Everything, if we can get the right perspective, we'll see actually the earth is in the center and everything's pivoting around that. Naimisharanya. But we have to stop conceiving things in terms of finite, and making finite what-if forecasts, finite what-if projections. Still, we're buying into the same foolishness. That the old joke was, you know, if you had given some monkeys typewriters, they would type the complete works of Shakespeare. Now it's, I guess, you know, simians with supercomputers.
if enough simians with supercomputers, they can produce the entire Vedas.
Stay away from these people. They write on the board, the sum total of the finite equals the infinite. They're in love with themselves, actually. Democracy. If enough asses bray in a particular way, then we'll accept that as the direction to proceed. Svavidvarahoshtrakurai. So one word from the guru is told to outweigh, tip the scales. One word from the infinite. The infinite being broadcast into this domain via the agency of the inspiration of Guru Vaishnava. Human beings especially are meant to cultivate consciousness. We know that. That's not even a spiritual concept. Everybody knows. Why? Why do they know this intuitively? There's certain things we just sort of get intuitively. One of them is, as soon as possible, children should be educated. Of course, there are some people, they're obsessing, you know, in the crib. They've got the alphabet there, and, you know, little letters hanging. Got an alphabet sky for some child so that they can begin immediately. So it means intuitively they understand. This is just across the spectrum, that human beings are meant for some sort of inner culture. We get lost in our own jargon sometimes. This human form of life is meant for self-realization, says that in the manual. But they know that. Everybody knows that.